As Hanukkah 2015 is drawing to a close, last night New York Jews held up 8 signs symbolizing candles, each representing an injustice they vow to speak up about and fight. They stood in the shape of a menorah, as they did on the first night of Hanukkah in Rockefeller Center, just as Jews did in 14 other cities throughout the United States on each night of Hanukkah. But this time, the New York Jews gathered near the Trump Hotel and Tower in Columbus Circle, and they were joined by New York Muslims to unite against racism and to sing songs of peace.
Holy Land to Afghanistan, from the Andes up to Nome, God bless the planet.
Zahra Ali is a Muslim student who is here from Pakistan. She goes to Teachers College.
I don't have words to describe how I feel. This is absolutely beautiful. It's brought me to tears, and I'm so grateful that the Jewish community is coming together with the Muslim community and standing up for the Islamophobic backlash that our community is facing right now. So it's beautiful.
Ali wears a headscarf, but she said she's lucky she hasn't faced any real discrimination. Some stares, but no verbal or physical abuse. This is not so for Vishan. She's only been in the city for 6 months. She, too, wears the hijab. She's an English student at Pace.
I've already experienced discrimination, especially after the Paris attacks and some other attacks. Some random man grabbed my phone in the subway and threw it back to my head. And police didn't do anything, of course.
She came to the action outside Trump Towers because she heard of Jewish Voices for Peace back home in Turkey. With a new normal, Vishan has had to take measures to ensure that she stays safe.
Yesterday, I was in a self-defense class for a Muslim woman. It sounds funny and kind of not appropriate, because I actually don't want to accept that I have to be afraid all the time, but you gotta be aware that some things that you wouldn't like can happen to you, so you have to be aware all the time. You have to defend yourself.
You have to protect yourself.
You have to protect yourself. You cannot act like just a regular person on the subway looking at their phone. You have to be aware. That's not nice, but you gotta do it.
Nagla is from Egypt. She now lives in Astoria. She wears a headscarf, but she hasn't experienced discrimination personally.
I work with one lady. She is a Christian, you know, and I deal with her two years. We have good deal together. My scarf don't make for me a problem at all.
But Nagla is angry. She's angry that jihadists are trying to take over her religion.
Of course, this is very, very upset. But, you know, the Islamic is not like this. You know, we are against everything. Our book is telling us no kill, nothing. You know, we are refuse everything happened in California, you know, because this is not belong to us at all. You know, we have only one God, and everything is the same in Islam. No kill, nothing. No blood, nothing. That's why.
We will not be silent about anti-Muslim and racist hate speech and hate crime.
Asad Jabara holds a sign. It says United Against ISIS. He worked as a garment manufacturer in New York City for years. He says Trump and his racist views show the worst of America.
He's totally ignorant of fact. He doesn't know much. Politically, he's absolutely horrific.
Jabara is originally from Syria.
Some of us as Syrians understand what's going on in Syria right now. What's going on is really sad. It's a genocide. It's a total destruction of everything they have, their own country. The cities have been wiped out, the neighborhood. I come from Aleppo. The city is about over 3,000 years old city, and technically dismantled, bombed with barrel bombs, with missiles. Between the Assad regime and the Russians right now, lately, the Russians with them helping. The closing, shutting our door to the refugee, it's an outright criminal act. And it's very inhuman, to phrase it mildly and in a civil manner.
And what about Canada?
Canada, it's wonderful. Look at their action. Look at the Canadian job and our job, what we have done. Look at the Canadian Prime Minister himself was receiving, and he gave a promise to accommodate 25,000 refugees this year. Meanwhile, some of our governors are too busy on Christmas to accommodate one Syrian family in Texas. It's so contrary to the spirit of Christ, so contrary to the spirit of the humanity and justice, fairness, and decency.
In our diverse city, demonstrations and speaking out against Islamophobia and racism has become part of the new normal. People say it's what's needed to counter the dark times brought on by forces in the Republican Party and Congress and GOP candidates vying for the presidency. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.